For San Francisco residents who use the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, this will be a familiar announcement.
Next stop, Fruitvale Station.
The stop on the Oakland side of the Bay was the site of a police shooting 4 years ago that led to massive protests. Now, the event that inspired those protests has inspired a movie. The film, Fruitvale Station, has won prizes at both the Sundance and Cannes film festivals, and critic Bob Mondello says it deserves every bit of the buzz it's getting.
The opening shots are grainy cell phone video of the real event. Several young black men seated on a transit station platform, white officers standing over them. They're shouting, scuffling, but nothing that looks worrisome. Then what sounds like a shot. The movie proper backs up roughly 24 hours from there. It's the morning before the calendar ticks over to 2009. 22-year-old Oscar Grant, now played by actor Michael B. Jordan, is telling his girlfriend things are looking up. He's bluffing, but he means it. They have a 4-year-old daughter he adores and is great with, and though he's had a checkered past, he says he's determined to do better. 2 years earlier, he'd spent a much less pleasant New Year's Eve in jail, talking to his mother.
That baby doesn't deserve this, Oscar.
She's young, knows going on.
So I guess that's why she asked me why you love taking your vacations more than you like being with her.
Ma, you gotta tell her I love her. Tell her I ain't never gonna
tell
leave
her yourself. The next time you call home, you tell her yourself. Or better yet, let her come visit you here.
Yeah, but I don't. She don't need to be exposed.
You already exposed it. You already exposed it.
No, he does not want to go back to that. So he heads out to convince an ex-boss to hire him back. And as Oscar goes through his day, struggling to stay positive in a world that keeps trying to knock him off stride, first-time director Ryan Coogler does something at once subtle and smart. He lets us see the Oscar that transit cops will see that night, dressed urban tough, looking sketchy, as we hear the Oscar his family knows.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Really?
I promise. Daddy's gonna give you heck of tokens and we're gonna play all the games, okay? And then we're gonna get your favorite pizza and we'll eat it all up. Even mommy's, because she can't have carbs.
What's a carb?
You ain't got to worry about that right now.
As the day goes on, you register Oscar's warmth and generosity. How, yes, he can be irresponsible, but also means well. Mundane stuff, really. He's just a guy. And that night, over his grandma's gumbo, as he's talking about his plans to go into the city to watch the New Year's fireworks, his mom says what any protective mom would say.
Why don't you take the train out there?
And we slip into Greek tragedy.
That way you guys can drink and hang out and not have to worry about anything. No traffic either. You know it's going to be crazy going and coming back.
We might take it.
Fruitvale Station is not really a surprising film, except insofar as it's rare to see such a warmly emotional big-screen portrait of black family life. The director, who grew up just north of Oakland and is about the age Oscar would be today, has said that there was a that-could-have-been-me aspect to the story. He's given it an immediacy and resonance on screen that reflects that, with help from a striking performance by Michael B. Jordan, who's mostly had supporting roles before this on TV's Parenthood and Friday Night Lights. Together, star and director get you to look at and think about a flawed young man you might not give a second thought if you saw him on the street, and also to look at and think about that reaction and other knee-jerk reactions and the consequences they can have. Fruitvale Station doesn't have anything shattering to say about the case or the man, really, but it may well leave you shattered by his story. I'm Bob Mondello.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.